SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Lee J. Doosable, with my guys, Antoine Walker and LaShawn Shady McCoy, in an exclusive Bleacher Report interview with Kevin Durant following the 32-point defeat to the Sacramento Kings last night. He disclosed details of his trade request this past summer. What he's looking for moving forward, his confidence in new Nets head coach Jacques Vaughn, and how leaders are defined, his relationship with Kyrie Irving, and why he's enjoying the season despite the lack of wins and the controversies. Durant told Bleacher Report it wasn't difficult at all to request a trade because it was all about ball. I went to them and was like, yo, I don't like how we are preparing. I don't like shoot-arounds. I like practices. I need more. I want to work on some more stuff. Hold me accountable. Get on my ass and film if that's going to help you get everybody else's head. He said, this was the type of I was looking at them with. It wasn't like, yo, all I need to make sure everybody around me can make my life easier. Hell no. I want to make everybody else's life easier. Ask Steve Nash. You can go call him right now. I would say, yo, I need more closeout drills. We need to practice more. That's what I was on. He said, nobody was on the same vibe with me. Jacques Vaughn is. I had some complaints in the summer, and my complaints were not about just me. It was about how we are moving as a unit. I want us to be respected out here in the basketball world. So when we're playing like crap, you know the one person they're going to look at. That's why I requested a trade. Now, the Nets firing Nash as a head coach and promoting Vaughn added a spark, but it's going to take more than a different coach roaming the sidelines to make them among the top teams in the Eastern Conference. Durant goes on to say this, I just like good practices. I like a good preparation. I like good energy. And we've been showing that, to be honest. Coaches have been doing a great job regardless of this loss tonight and last game. I think we've been preparing ourselves well. Guys want to win. He says, I didn't feel like we had those things last year. Like good preparation, great energy to start real team chemistry. And I feel like we're building that right now. Now, Durant goes on to say, look at our starting lineup. Edmund Sumner, Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Nick Claxton, and me. It's not, you know, no disrespect, but what are you expecting from that group? You expect us to win because I'm out there now. Through all the turmoil, Durant says he's happy in a happy state with the team and is enjoying navigating the curveballs being thrown at him now. And year 16, Durant says he takes pride in remaining a top-level player and wants to set an example of how a player can maximize situations that may not be ideal. Tuan, what do you think about Durant opening up finally about his trade request?
Man, you know, you just opened up Pandora's box to a lot of different things, and I understand where he's coming from, and you gotta follow me here. So the first part about this is for Durant. The fact that it's weird that he would say that he want to practice more, you know, because you respect a coach that gives you a year 13, 14, 15. He respecting your body. He knows the game is more. You're coming off major surgery where you missed a whole year and a half, almost 2 years. So I don't know. So Steve probably thinking in his head, I can't really practice him like that because I want to keep him fresh. He's coming off injury. He's getting older in his career. So I don't know if wear and tear practice is what you're really looking for as a player, especially of his stature, because the games become more important than actually practice. It's nothing wrong with working hard in practice and shortening up the practices where, you know, I've been on teams and I played with Steve and Don Nelson was the most easiest going coach that we practiced for 45 minutes. Some days, literally 45 minutes. We had no shoot around. Listen, no, seriously, we had no shoot arounds at home. No shoot around. Be at the arena at 5 o'clock, be on the floor at 5:45. We're gonna have a walkthrough of what we're gonna do against the other team. That's how he prepared. But he's a Hall of Fame coach, and we won 52 games that year. We lost in the first round of the playoffs, but we still won 52 games. Now I played for the Miami Heat with Pat Riley. We practiced 4 hours a day. And obviously we won an NBA championship. So I've seen it on both ends where you still can win. It's not necessarily about practice. And personnel-wise, and I'm pretty sure, and I wasn't in Golden State, I guarantee you Golden State didn't practice super hard. But Golden State has super talent, superior talent than anybody in the league, so they won. So I think I understand where Kevin's coming from. And I think, you know, he probably making some valid points. But to be honest, the reason why Brooklyn's in the situation they're in is obviously Kyrie Irving's had his problems off the court. And we'll talk about it. It's Ben Simmons. That's the reason why they're in the situation that they're in right now. Those guys have not performed to the level that they need to perform at. The guys he named are probably giving max effort. Those are role players to be able to support you. Those are not guys that are going to get – those guys that are supposed to get you 20, 25 a night. The guys that are supposed to be performing at the level that Kevin's performing is not there. So that's where the problem – that's where the problem's at. And I think Kevin saw that in the summertime. He saw they didn't really want to bring Kyrie back. He didn't know – and Kevin probably know what we're seeing now about Ben. He don't know what he's going to get from Ben. So that's why he probably is like, let me move on. But – you know, I just think, you know, Steve come from a situation. Mike D'Antoni is not going to practice a lot. Don Nelson's not going to practice a lot. Those guys did not practice. They took care of players' bodies. And that's it. The season's long, and that's usually what happens. Guys respect their vets on the team, and they don't practice them hard. They expect them to get their workouts in. They expect them to get their shots in, their individual work with the coaches done. They don't want you in five-on-five sets a lot. You're going to do some of that, unless, but schedule permitting, you're going to be doing a lot of one-on-one with the coaches, getting a lot of shots up, treatment on your body. So, I mean, it's two ways to look at that. I understand what Kevin is. Kevin's probably like, look, we're not good enough to have this much time off. We're not good enough not to practice. And if that's the case, I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. Let me throw it to you, Shady. What do you think about him?
I wanted to ask Twan, because, like,
okay,
their schedule is way different from our schedule. So you correct. Talked about like 4 hour practice. What is that? What does that look like? 4 hour practice.
Film. You may watch film for an hour. Then Pat Riley's the type of coach. He talks. He's got stories. The mood of the team, where he wants to go, what we should be doing. So that may take another 30, 45 minutes. Then we have to bike, get loose, and then you act up. And then you out there going. So you there. You're acting like, you know, you're there 4 hours, 4.5 hours practicing. Well, I've been on teams, so I know you get it in, you're going to get in at 11, get in at 11 o'clock, you done at 1:30. It just depends. Every coach is different.
Wait, you done for the day?
Yeah, you done for the day, yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then once you get to the second half of the season, nobody's practicing. You have
walkthroughs? Oh,
okay. Yeah, you have walkthroughs. Okay. The games become more important than obviously practice. The young guys are probably the ones doing more practicing. And if you're struggling, you know, you got to base it off how you feel as a player. If I know I done had 5 bad games in a row, I know I got to get in the gym. I know I got to stay extra. I got to get my shots up. That's just a feel thing as a player. When you're the superstar on the team, it's just a feel player on how you feeling. Like if I'm rolling, I may be in there 30 minutes. If I'm rolling, if I'm feeling good. But then it might be a coming point where I'm struggling. If I'm struggling, I'm in there. So I got to get work in.
Hey, so real quick, the shoot arounds, right? Because I hear a lot of ball players. They be like, yeah, we got the shoot around. I hit you later on, Shady. So the shoot around is like you come in there, y'all take your shots, and that's it for the day?
Yeah, hour. You get an hour. Usually only have an hour. Usually, especially on the road, you only get an hour for shoot around. So usually just come in, get some shots up. You walk through whatever the game plan is going to be, then you out. I hate a shoot around. I hate getting up in the morning going to shoot around. I want a shoot around guy. I used to always tell a coach, you want it at 12, you want it at 11 in the morning or 7:30. Take your pick.
Dang.
I mean, when you want
30 at night,
right? When my job was to get 20 a night, yeah, I'm saying you wanted at 7:30 at night, or you wanted at 11 in the morning. Okay, hey, let me sit over here with my sweat. Let me sit over here with my sweats and my flip flops on and chill out and get ready for the night. That's everybody. Every player is different.
No, I like that. That's probably my approach. Hey, dudes. So I was asking that because I just wanted to know, like, I guess their schedule, because when Kevin Durant was talking about it, like maybe want more practice. I think coming from the Warriors, like that's a real franchise. Steve Kerr, they can say they want about his team, but I think he's a real coach. Yeah. The interaction with the players and all that, and the schedule. So maybe he probably wanted something similar to that. Like, look, I've witnessed winning. I've witnessed coaches taking care of the players with their bodies. I've witnessed, you know, coaches making the players practice. And he's like, we don't have that type of skill set, so why they practicing and we not?
Right, that's true. But you got to think about it, he's year 16. If you're coaching KD, it's year 16. You're going to have an open dialogue with him. You're going to be checking on him, checking on his body, making sure that, you know, he's how he's feeling. You got to remember, he's coming off major surgery, a couple years ago. So you want to, you know, you're going to stay on top of him and make sure, you know, you keep, you know, practice to a minimum, sometimes just to benefit him. So so that's why he's probably ran into that. Think about it. If you get 16, you don't think Darvin Ham want to ask LeBron if he want to go?
Right.
He gets 20.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes sense.
Yeah, he got to ask LeBron if he want to go. You want to get some work in today? You want to get some work in today? If not,
how you feel?
Yeah, if not, get you some shots up. Or when we dummy these plays, come walk through the plays. These are all the type of conversations that you have with those veteran superstars. Trust me. You think Chris Paul practicing every day? No. Monty Williams is like, hey, how you feeling today? Mm. What's going on? That's what certain guys get that type of respect. That's why, Kay, if you listen to Kevin Durant's comments, he called Steve Nash. I'm like, yo, no, push me. No, make me practice. Make me do this. Because they probably was being conscious of his body and where he's at in his career. Because the games are more important.
Man, that's dope insight for real, Twan. Because like Shady said, our schedule is totally different.
Like so, locker room.
To hear that, that type of, you know.
Well, they said at least 11:30 to 1, dudes.
That's crazy. We would never have that. We won't even have that on Friday.
I'll be in them streets. You hear me?
What? Shady, that's what I was. I was in the streets. You got to get in them streets. You got a lot of time.
11 to 1.
A lot of time to be in the streets.
Hi, everyone. This is Hope Solo, World Cup champion and host of Hope Solo Speaks, a SiriusXM podcast. I'm so excited about the Men's World Cup starting November 20th, and we'll have coverage all tournament long. I'll be talking to former players, top analysts, and offering some of my unique perspective as Team USA looks to make a deep run in Qatar. Download new episodes of Hope Solo Speaks right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop every Thursday. USA! USA! USA!
Brooklyn Nets scar Ben Simmons is not a fan of the pushback he's gotten from some fans about his ongoing knee injury. Now, this is what he said. He said, you're obviously not going to be happy when anybody's out. This is what he told Sam Sharania and Sam Amick of The Athletic. But for me, I've been dealing with the knee since the start of the season. It's been swollen. I had a PRP injection. I had blood drained a couple times. So it's not a made up thing. You know, it's a real thing. He's like, I get the skepticism, but I think the one thing with me is that I'm a competitor. I want to win and play, so I'm going to do what I can to get out there. Now, it's been a rough for Simmons, who sat out all of the 21-22 season with the Philadelphia 76ers while in pursuit of a trade. When he was dealt to the Nets, he had to get back into game shape and suffered a season-ending back injury. Now, the last time Simmons was fully healthy was 2020 and 21 as a member of the Sixers. He averaged 14.3 points per game, 7.2 rebounds, 6.9 assists, and 1.6 steals in 58 games while shooting above 55% from the floor en route to his third straight All-Star selection and second straight All-NBA defensive team honors. Let me ask you, Antoine Walker, is it fair to push back on Ben Simmons over his knee injury?
Yeah, it's definitely fair. And basically, just because he's had a whole year off, and I know injuries are a part of the game. I know sometimes guys do get hurt. The fact that he missed a couple games, he's played 10 games out of 15. So he's been, something that's probably not lingering. We know he missed a couple games back to back. But my thing with Ben is, and I'm starting to really, and I think we got to start to really look at this. I think it's starting to become really mental, man. And I think we're overlooking this. I've never in my life, I don't know if you guys have in football seen something like this. I've never seen a guy 26 years old kind of lose it. If you watch the Brooklyn Nets play, he hides from the basketball. And what I mean by that, if you watch them play, he goes and stands up under the rim like he's a center. This is a guy who's one of the most versatile players in the game. This is a three-time All-Star. This is a guy that's made first-team All-Defense 2 years in a row. He's having no impact on the game. Zero impact. You're talking about a guy averaging 5 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He's playing 26 minutes a night. I don't understand. He's only taking 5 shots a game. And he says he's a competitor. I don't get it, and I think it's not about physical. I think it's totally mental. I think they've gotten his head. It may take some while. He probably needs to really sit down and get some help. If Brooklyn believes in him and believes that he could be a part of their future, they probably need to bring somebody in to work with him to help gain his confidence back. You've heard nothing but the players on the team be very complimentary of him, and they're with him. So they're saying the right things in the locker room and the press, and he's just not – it's not translating into the basketball court. I just think I think this is something that's mental, and it's something that we got to really look at. I don't know if he's going to – you know, this might be a situation where he may not never get his game back. He's got 2 years. He's got 2 years left on his deal. He's got $80 million left after this year. You know, I mean, he's gonna make $40 million over the next couple years. I mean, this is tough, man, because he's not making peanuts, and people are expecting big things from him. So I think they need to find some help for him, man. I think this is mental. I don't think this is physical. So I'm not buying the whole knee thing. I think this is all mental.
Shady, did he say it perfect for you? Because we know how you feel about Ben Simmons being a Sixers fan.
Well, first of all, I experienced it because I really watched him. You know what I'm saying? Like I watch him so much because that's my team, right? That's the home team. So I will see where he would have these type of days. But it looks worse. When he was with us, he played well. He never shot the ball. But then when he started going through the confidence, lacking the confidence, well, he didn't want the ball at all. Now, he would push the pace, but he never wanted to get close to shoot the ball, right? Mm-hmm. And then we seen like certain times of games where he was passing the ball so he wouldn't get fouled to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
But, Twan, this is what I want to ask you, though, because he looks – at his worst in Philadelphia, it looks even worse now in the Nets. And when I watch him play, he went from being good with Philly to then when he started doing bad, being scared to shoot, being scared to be around the rim. It looked bad, but he still was effective as on defense, shutting guys down. You know what I'm saying? Still pushing the pace, giving assists. When I watch him with the Nets, now you would know better than I would know, but it looked like he don't fit in. You think he fits in there? He looks like he has no role. What do you think about that?
That could be true to a certain degree because there's certain things you can force him to do. You can force him to play point guard, make him bring the ball up the court, tell him he's the starting point guard. And make him make plays and force him, put that in his head, build his confidence back up. Like, we need you to make plays. So, I mean, I do agree with you to a certain degree, but I'm watching the games and he's literally hiding. I think Shady, you're 100% right. He's shooting 47% from the free throw line. He doesn't want to go to the line. He's actually not bad from the field, shooting 48%. Obviously, you know, he doesn't shoot three, so we can't even give him a percent. Right. And, you know, yesterday was his first game in double digits. He had 11. On 5 of 7 shooting.
He had 11 points. Hold on.
He had 11
on,
points.
That's big.
It was only 300 points score between two teams. So he should have had 11. It was close to 300 points score between two teams.
Yo, he be doing like a lot of – he be setting screens now. I was like, yo.
Yeah. I'm saying he's hiding. I've never seen this before. That's why I'm trying to explain. I know people may think I'm crazy, but I think it's mental. I mean, he literally goes and hides underneath the basket. Like, I've never seen that before. And I think you make a great point. I think he's scared to get fouled. The shots he's taking are shots he's probably not going to get fouled on, whether it's a jump hook across the lane or it's a point blank layup that he can dunk it. That's the only shots he's taking. I think this is something that the Nets got to really look into. This guy has 3 years left on his deal. Yeah, and he's making big money.
Big money.
And he's I didn't know he's making you said 40 the next 2 years, you said? Or 80 next 2 years?
He makes 35 this year. He makes 37 next year and 40 and 40 is last year.
Ooh, straight cash, homie.
To do that, they could pay me to do that.
But now, Twan, you make an excellent point, right? Because you could talk about the physical injuries, but like if you're second guessing yourself and it becomes mental, like what is the recovery for that? Like, is there? Can you ever get back right?
You got to think about it. We are athletes, and we've been around guys. And, you know, when you struggle sometimes, and we use it as our excuse sometimes. Sometimes we don't have our best game. We may be like, man, my hammy was hurt, or my ankle was hurt, or my back was hurt. You know, sometimes we use that. Even when we in our best state, we might be like, now you got me tonight. My ankle was messed up. And you ain't going to tell them. You know, you ain't going to tell nobody. But, you know, you like, man, my, you know, deep down, you like, you go tell your boys, you like at the crib, like, nah, my ankle was messed up, kid. I just try to gut it out. So he got the best of me. You know, and so you hide behind the physical stuff. It's easy to say my knees bother me. That's stopping my play from playing good. but he's not even attempting to do the things that he's capable of doing.
Yeah,
that's where the culture comes in there. If I'm Jock Vaughn, I'm like, listen, your best attribute is being a ball handler, pushing the ball, making plays for us. You my starting point guard. Jock Vaughn is playing him at center.
Yeah.
He's playing on center on the second unit.
He's
playing
picks.
Center. And they wonder.
I was wondering that too, Twan. Like, answer that for me, because like, all his success came from pushing the pace with the ball. And Kyrie's not out there, so it's like, why are they not playing him at the guard?
Exactly.
That's the point I'm trying to make. And now that's where the disconnect is at. How are the Brooklyn Nets, their staff, their coaching staff, their analytical team, how you guys don't know what Ben Simmons does well?
Right.
This guy, you got him every day. Everybody right now, everybody knows what Ben does well. How you guys don't know what he does well? Put him in that spot. How could you put him at center in the second unit? I know every team plays small and he's got a good body and all that, but he should be at point guard. That's what he's played best at point.
But having a center, I ain't gonna lie though, having a center watch him, oh my God. If he was playing like the old Ben, pushing the pace, going to the cup, center can't guard him.
Oh, then it's something different, yeah, without question. But that's where it's at. I'm telling you, man, it's the mental, man. We got to watch it, man. I mean, we're going to see it play out. I mean, we 15 games in. I was in the beginning of the season like, hey, let's get this 15, 20 games, see what happened. But like you said, Shady, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And he's not even locking up on defense no more.
Yeah.
No, he ain't guarding nobody.
That's the least he could do, right? Because that's literally why they brought him in there.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't even guarding nobody. So now, and then it's crazy. You hear Kevin Durant mention the guys that he's playing with. He didn't even mention me.
He probably was trying,
because he didn't name Kyrie.
Nah, but he was talking about the guys that were just playing now.
Nah, but what I'm saying is, like, he probably tried to put Kyrie and Ben, like, all right, y'all the guys, so I go put you with the rest of the game.
You know I ain't going to put you with the rest of everybody else.
Because I got to feel like, yo, hold up. We supposed to be the big three. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's true.
But yeah,
so Tony,
let me ask you a follow-up question. How much of this falls on Jock Vaughn? Because we talked about it, right? Ben, when he was his best, he was controlling the ball, pushing the pace up and down the court. Like, is this something where his coach got to be like, yo, Ben, I need you to push the pace, right? Be a creator. Like, yo, Ben, I need you to be a creator, push the pace. What you were doing with the 76ers, we need you to bring that here. And I need you to lock up on defense. Literally, that's why we brought you in here.
I put a lot of it on him. And Jock Vaughn has been there since 2016. This ain't a guy that doesn't know them players and hasn't been around this organization. And he knows what's going on. Yeah, I put a lot on him. He's in the meetings with Steve when they started the season in the summertime when they were trying to figure out how they was going to use Ben. And I'm pretty sure he had his own thoughts on how he wanted to use him. Yeah, I put a lot on him. This ain't a guy. They made him the head coach. Yeah. They didn't make him the interim coach. He's the head coach for this year and next year contractually. So it's his job. Yeah, it's his job to figure out how can I get the best out of Ben? How can I do this? And if he's playing him at the five on the second unit and letting him hide in the corner, then he's not doing his job as a coach. He is, man. You got to watch it. It's the most amazing.
It's crazy, bro.
He's really down low in the corner hiding. He's not involved.
He's usually under the basket hiding or in the corner hiding.
Yeah, he's just hiding. He's not even involved in the plays.
Like, don't even ask for the ball at all.
And you know what's crazy? Like LeBron James, right? I mean, obviously LeBron is a hell of a player. But what I love about LeBron is, like, the small things, like, that you learn in, like, little league. Like, cut to the basket. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You can affect the game without being a superstar. I mean, you know what he's supposed to be, a superstar, I guess. But he's not playing like it. Like, small things like cut to the basket, backdoor cuts. If you can't shoot, you can dunk. You 6'10".
Say, this is the same guy we saw video footage of him in the summertime shooting threes.
Oh, fadeaways.
So everything. I mean, come on now.
Where all that went, huh?
But you know, my man that plays there, I can't even tell you who it is, but I'll tell you on the break. But he was saying, like, yo, in practice, he said, yo, Ben look nice. Shooting jumpers, mid-ranges, like step backs.
So it's under the lights is what you're saying.
They said in the game, he was like, yo, don't throw me that fucking ball. Don't.
So you saying under the lights, he trip up, Shady?
And I'm trying to think, like, yo, like, listen, in Philadelphia, right, first of all, I'm not going to be, like, that type of fan. I'm keeping it real. He was solid in the beginning. Like he's 6'10". He could dribble. He could pass. He never had a good career. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, him playing like that was cool. It got bad when we got in the playoffs, and we start noticing, damn, fourth quarter, this dude don't ever want to shoot. And then, you know, Philadelphia is a big media market. So they start checking, like, yo, this dude never shoots the ball at all. Mm-hmm, so that became a big thing. And then once everybody kind of knew about it, they start fouling him and shooting free throws. He started missing free throws. And so now she's not shooting the ball. He's not shooting free throws. So now he started giving the ball up quick. It went from driving to the lane to giving a dish. Now it's I'm giving the ball up by the three-point line. I don't even want to get that close. That's what started happening.
Shetty, but I work for the SEC Network. So I got a chance to cover Ben even in college.
LSU.
At LSU. Wasn't a great shooter, but he played the point guard position, and he at least attempted to shoot threes. I don't know where this came from. He used to shoot the jump shot in college. He didn't make a lot of them.
Oh, but he shot it.
But he shot it. He was averaging what he was doing in the pros, a triple-double, a walk-in triple-double, but he at least attempted to be aggressive offensively. That's why I'm saying, I'm going to go back to it. It's mental. And I don't know if he can get it back. I'm not saying he can't. 26. So it's hard to say that he can't get it back. I don't know if that's another player they need to have. They're working with him. I don't know if he has to go to therapy. It's something missing. And he got to figure it out.
He cocky as hell, too, though. I know that. So he's not. He don't like confidence. That's what he don't like.
Well, he don't like the confidence. He likes spending the money. He likes the money they live in. He likes the lifestyle. We see that. That ain't nothing wrong. That's cool.
No. I mean, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about cocky. His persona. And then,
I see a swag.
You know, Philly ain't the city for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, on top of that, I think he's talking more, though. He never talked that much in Philly. So I'm like, damn, well, maybe he is getting a little more confidence because he talking back. Well, before he would, like, shy away from it because, like, bro, we know you're not shooting the ball. We know you're not playing well. And he never, like, he was, like, more, like, what's that word? Non-confrontational. Like, he was, you see what I'm saying? But now, he's speaking his mind. Like that's why we're talking about the topic
now. Persona and cockiness could be, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Could that be
deflection or something like that?
Yeah, like a deflecting thing or even, him, like, you know, kind of sheltering himself from who he truly is, or, you know, because you talked about it, Shady, what he does in the fourth quarter as far as, like, you know, not shooting the ball, not having the confidence to do that. Yeah. So it's like, you know, maybe he just isn't a big moments guy. Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's the team, though. I'm not a big Ben fan, obviously, but I do think that he got some talent. I think it's the team because, like, he not even getting the rebound, pushing the pace. He could pass that ball, dog.
You can, but he ain't been doing that.
I think it's the team. Because, like, just think about it. Kyrie could dribble. KD dribbles. He don't need you to, you know what I'm saying?
Shay, as a star running back in the NFL, most teams you went on, the offense was built around your skill set, right?
Right.
It's the same thing. It goes back to the coaching. Mm-hmm. You know your player skill set. You know what Ben does really well. Ben Simmons is not a center. Can he guard centers? Yes. Ben Simmons is a point guard. He's not a guy. He's a point guard. You got to use your skill sets. That goes back. It's like coaching one-on-one. I'm a building. Yeah. I'm going to tell Kyrie, look, we're going to play you a lot at the two. Y'all think about this. Kyrie played with a ball-dominant guy.
Well, LeBron James. Right.
Ball-dominant guy. It's not hard for Kyrie to adjust to that. But it got to come from up top. It got to come from the coaching. Unless you're telling me Ben is saying, hey, I don't want to be the point guard and I don't want that responsibility, then okay. But if he's not saying that, that's what I'm telling my player.
He might be saying that.
Yeah, we don't
know. I don't know that. Obviously, I'm not like one. But I'm saying if I'm Jacque Vaughn, that's what I'm looking at my team to be successful. I know I need this guy to have the ball in his hands, to make plays. He's a great passer. He's a great rebounder. This will get his defense going once he get a little offense going. You got to get a little defense going. He don't need to shoot a lot. Shooting the ball 5 times a game. At 26 minutes. All right. Not even looking at the basket.
They got to set up some backdoor screens for him so he can just easy buckets.
How many you in 30 minutes, how many are you putting up?
Man, I'm looking for 20 attempts. I'm a value shooter. It takes me a minute to get on. It takes me a minute to get on.
He got a shot every minute.
Yeah, it takes me a minute to get on. So I got to
five shots.
To get on.
Sounds crazy. Five shots
for a whole game is crazy.
I mean, all you got this numbers. His numbers let you know. And like y'all said, I mean, it's just getting worse, man. It's getting worse. And then they don't address. They got to address this. You know what I mean? They got to address this. You know what I mean? He's been able to. And let's be honest, he's been able to hide over the last five or six games, seven games, because of the Kyrie Irving situation. Kyrie's about to come back eventually here in the next couple games. Whenever he comes back, it's going to be about basketball. I mean, they did a good job of crawling their way back in it, but they in 12th spot. They 6-9. So hey, the playoffs, they're not even in the playoffs right now. They're not even in a playing situation right now.
I want to ask you this, though. Is it over for my boys, my Warriors? Just watching basketball, what you think?
Well, you know what, Shady? That's a perfect segue. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Lijay Dusable. I'm with my guys, Antoine Walker and LaShawn Shady McCoy. And Shady, we were talking about basketball. I see you like throwing them alley-oops because James Wiseman was sent down to the Golden State Warriors G League affiliate, the Santa Cruz Warriors, on Tuesday for an extended period. Wiseman's stint could last up to 10 consecutive days. Now, Wiseman was a 2020 number two overall pick and has fallen out of the Golden State's rotation and hadn't played in the Warriors three games before Monday's blowout, a 130-95 win over the San Antonio Spurs. Now, James Wiseman said this after he was told he was being sent down. He says, "I don't look at this as a demotion." He says, "I'm just ready to go out there and hoop." Now, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr said this about Wiseman being sent down.
"But James needs minutes. The question is, could he see time in the G League soon?
Or? So
I think that's
be good.
I think they play this weekend. I mean, do you think it could be that soon?
Yeah. He's gonna go to Santa Cruz tomorrow, and we will keep him there for an extended period to get some really good practice time and some games. And it's not going to be one game and bring him back. We want to give him maybe 10 straight days, something like that. And come back. And we all know things happen in this league. And, he's going to find his way back to the rotation at some point. But the best thing for him is to play a lot of minutes and get a lot of reps."
That man said at some point, Twan, that could mean we don't know when. So Twan,
I was so hyped on him too, man.
Let me tell you. He was giving my man all that gruff for being number one. Your boy number two and ain't did nothing yet.
No. Let me say something first of all. Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors organization is wrong for this. Completely wrong. First of all, let's just go with the numbers. Let's just speak the numbers. He played 11 games. He's averaged 13 minutes a game. He's averaging 6-4. He's shooting 58% from the field. Them ain't bad numbers for 13 minutes a night.
Nah, it's not.
Them not bad numbers. And then the man just said, if you listen to what Wiseman said, he want to play. Give him 30 minutes a night. You want to keep Looney? What you suspect? What you hung up on?
And they paid him too.
Only thing that Looney does is pass the ball. That's it.
He's not
give him Draymond's minutes.
He's not your future. This is your guy's number two pick. Give him a legitimate chance to play in the regular rotation with the regular guys for an extended period of time. What is he going to the G League? What is he going to accomplish down there playing 35 minutes a night? And he goes down there and dumb it. He's shooting 58% from the field in the NBA. He's 58.
He's putting up bigger numbers than Ben Simmons.
Hey, is the G League, is it trash, Twan? Like, are they weak in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. It's not. He's gonna put up numbers. They sent him down there so they can play on 40 minutes a night because he's not giving them no minutes in the obviously league. But he's playing 13 minutes. Man, give him 25, 26, 27 minutes a night. That's the second pick in the draft. You 6-8 when I'm playing 13 minutes. Like, try him 28. He shoot 58% from the field. I'm just saying that this is wrong. This is a young kid. Hey. It's the second pick in the draft. He don't need to be in the G League. Get him some real minutes. The reason why Golden State is in the position that they're in right now, they're a horrible road team. They 0-7 on the road. They're 0-7.
This year.
This year. This year they're 6-8. That's 6-7 season. Do I think they're going to turn around? Of course. Steph Curry's having an MVP year. They're definitely going to turn it around. So they're definitely going to turn around. But if you got you're in a transitional stage right now. I think Steve Kerr and Bob Myers, those guys are so used to having so much faith in their veterans. And the veterans are playing great. But the key to being successful and continuing moving on is to be able, how can you incorporate young talent?
Hold up. I got to check you when you're wrong. I respect you, OG. First of all, you just said Bob Myers and Steve Kerr, they depend on their veterans, right? If you really look at all our championship teams, we really depend on our bench. Our bench always be strong.
I know that, but think about it. You got to give these guys a chance. Kaminga, Wiseman, Poole.
That was going to be my next question.
That was going to be my next question, because there's been rumors that they're going to implement Poole into the starting lineup and maybe bring Klay off the bench.
I mean, you got to do something.
We can't do that. We can't do that.
Why?
Because who's going to guard out of Steph?
Yeah, that's right. Poole can't guard. No, we got Wiggins out there.
Poole, he not playing the same. I mean, now, I believe in slumps. I was telling Acho, players have slumps. I had slumps. Very few, but I had slumps. I think Poole right now, he in a slump.
Didn't he just drop 23 or something the other night?
Look at the last five games before that.
Yeah, he had a 30 piece before that.
Yeah, but it hasn't been that. It hasn't been that. But I like Kaminga. He's young. I just think when Wiseman, Twan, he's way better than Looney. Only thing is, Looney fits the offense. Chance, like small things. Like other teams, you get a rebound, you put it back up. I feel like with the Warriors, we get a rebound, we looking for the trade ball. Looney not a pass. He not set the screens. You see what I'm saying? Like all the small stuff.
Let me Looney's playing. Or Wiseman don't be doing it. How about this? Looney started 14 games. He started 14 games. He's playing 24 minutes a night. How's he playing more than your number two pick? Tell me that. How's he playing more
than that?
That sound crazy.
And he's averaging 6 points a night, bro. He ain't like he doing nothing.
Wow,
the way they play, they don't want him to score. Like I'm talking about, if you really watch the way we play, it's Looney passing, send picks. That's the game they play. So I feel like with Wiseman, he's not doing that. I'm 7 foot. I can shoot mid-range. I like to dunk. I like alley hoops. They play different. I would want to play Wiseman. I thought we had Wiseman in the lineup. We're going to be nice. We got Steph, Klay, got Draymond, Poole here and there. You got Wiggins is playing better. And then you got Wiseman. He's 7 foot. But the way they play, he don't really be playing like the way they want to play. Picks and screens and passes.
Well, but still, you got to give him a chance. All I'm saying, I'm fine if you gave him a real sample size. You gave this guy 15, 20 games. You done played him 30 minutes a night, and you ain't getting no production.
He is just saying he's just second pick, though. You're right about that.
Yeah, number two overall.
You got to play him, but you're right.
And the great thing you got great veteran guys, Hall of Fame guys that can cover him up. So you can cover up some of the things he does. They can cover up some of the mistakes he's going to make. And you're not giving him a chance. Now you send him to the G League to do what? The G League ain't going to help him. You're going to go down there and play 40 minutes tonight. He's going to put up these big numbers. And then what are you going to do, come back up after 10 games and say he got some work in? I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's all you're going to do. That's what they're going to do.
Yo, they need to get Kaminga some more minutes too, honestly.
Yeah, they don't want
– I think Draymond getting 30 minutes a game, they need to cut that to 20.
Yo.
Shady, I'm going to say this too, guys, and I'm going to say this. I still believe the Warriors are 6-8. And the reason why they're on 7 on the road, and we all play sports, and obviously basketball travels totally different. I don't think them dudes hanging out, man. I think that fight has kind of got that thing kind of lopsided, man. I mean, they're on 7 on the road. I just don't think that it's not the same team.
It's hard to hang out with somebody that go off on your jaw like that.
Yeah, I just think it's different. I still think that fight is in that locker room. I still believe it's in that locker room. I truly believe it's still in that locker room. You know,
that's Jordan a good point. I haven't heard anybody say anything about their road.
Man, listen, man.
Until Twan just said that about that fight.
They look bad. Yeah. We ain't playing no defense. We don't like ourselves. We're not playing defense.
Traumatic thing that happened, though, Shady, and then the whole world got to see it. You know what I'm saying? So that can affect the team going forward. That's why a lot of people thought there was no way they would be able to keep both of them dudes on the team. And to this day, I still think they gave Jordan Poole an extra $10 million just to be all right with what happened in the locker room.
There you go.
Twan, weren't you the first person I called when that deal got done?
Yes, he was.
And I said, I think they gave that man $10 extra million.
I think it was 20.
Me and Twan agree. What you, bro? There's no way he was supposed to get more money than Wiggins. You're tripping.
First, he's younger, right? First of all, hold on. Listen for a second. He's younger for one. For two is the going rate. In sports, everything is slotted. Basketball's a little different because they get the max contracts and all that, depending if you make all NBA or et cetera. But you look at the kid from Miami, Tyler Hero. They got similar money. I think Poole got actually a little bit more money because he went after him. But
I think Poole got 10 more than him.
But I'm saying it's all slot. That's like, come on, the sixth man a year.
Yeah, but Wiggins got paid after, too. That's what I'm saying. Wiggins is 27 years old.
And Wiggins, man, listen, before the Warriors, Wiggins was considered.
He was James Wiseman.
Nah, he won that. But he wasn't. Wiggins wasn't what he is now.
Bro, he was still averaging close to 20 a game. What are you talking about?
Let me say it again. Before Wiggins dealt with the Warriors, he was a cool player. He wasn't. He had high expectations that he never reached. Right?
The man was still averaging 20 a game.
Yo, what year was that? I forget what year it was, but
JD had like 20 a game is nothing.
Yo, his rookie year, we was at ESPN together, and he was doing like a photo shoot, and they were saying how he's supposed to be the next LeBron James. I'm like, this kid.
That's the problem, JD. You've been holding him to that. You've been to that every year because of that.
Swan, am I tripping? Before the worst,
yes, you are.
He never reached expectations.
LeBron James. Nobody should have been compared to him.
All I'm saying is he hasn't been.
That's
what he was drafted to be. He hasn't been drafted to be. Now he's looked at like, oh, yeah, he's the guy now. He never was looked at like that. Come on, man.
Bro, second year in the league, he averaged 22. Bro, he's been averaging 20 like every year. What are you talking about?
I'll give you an example. Last year was his first time. How many years he's played? 12, what, 10 years? 8 years?
You talking about being an All-Star?
First year in the All-Star game.
You talking about?
Because he was on a terrible team.
He's always been a scorer, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but you can't say he don't get buckets, though. You out of pocket with that.
I mean, he's an average shooter. He's shooting the ball a little better. He was okay.
Lockdown defender.
Are you actually telling me that he's always been like this?
He's always averaged 20 points a game, yes.
All right,
he's the second leading scorer team. He's averaging 18. He's playing solid.
I'm talking about since he came to the Warriors, he's looked at as a different player.
All right, before we go to break, because we got to get to break, Shady, you know this more than anybody.
That's right.
Market value matters, right? Value matters. He goes to Golden State Warriors. They get all – what you always talk about? They get all the primetime games. People get to see him more. Bro, he wasn't getting seen like that when he was playing with the Timberwolves.
I seen Wiggins, dog. Wiggins was a good player. He's another level right now. He's shooting threes. He couldn't shoot on threes. Come on.
He's always been a good player.
He doing isolations? He never was doing all that?
He don't have to be the guy by himself no more.
I'm gonna say this though. Listen, the Warriors will be fine. I'm not sitting here. The Warriors will be at the end.
Exactly.
But
I don't know if they recover from that tour.
I know, but I also say this. I personally don't believe Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors are handling the Wiseman situation right. I don't think we got a fair look at him completely unless he's hurt and he's to work off some injury stuff. He hasn't got a fair look. Get a man some real minutes. Give him 24, 25 minutes a night. You know what I mean? See what he really can do. Because I'm looking at the numbers now. The number's not bad for 13 minutes a night.
He got, Looney's doubling his minutes, and they got the same numbers.
But yeah. I think it's more than, guys, I think it's more than the stats. I think it's more like messing plays up.
I get what you're saying. Looney does all the little stuff that you need to do for them to have success.
And y'all know coaches like all that dumb stuff. I just be like, yo, coach, this is why Chip Kelly got rid of me. I'm sitting there like, yo, you keep bragging about this dude because he does everything right. He's always on
time.
You
didn't want to wear your heart monitor, Shady, at night.
Yeah, but like, look, he's doing all this stuff right when he can't even play that good. And you got a guy that can ball. He's not playing because – he goes out. He might be late to some meetings. He might, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know coaches like all that dumb stuff.
It's the little things you said, Shady. It's the little things.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.